Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Mem Hey, and today's shiur will be about the Malacha of Zoreya. Again, the Malacha of Zoreya is discussed a number of times in the Masechta, including on daf Ayin Gimel Amid Beis, where we talk all about the toldos and avos of Zoreya. What's a toldo, what's an av, zomer, noteya, mavrich, markiv. But today we're going to see at least one detail relating to the malacha, and it comes up in the sugya of muksa right here. Bo'im yinei Reish Lakish mi Reb Yochanan, adaf mem heim ad aleph, Reish Lakish asked from Reb Yochanan, chitam shezra'an bekarka. What happens if I have wheat that I put back in the ground, v'beitzim, so the Gemara is asking a muksa question. If I put wheat in the ground, is that muksa? Ki lesle, and this whole daf is all about how far does Reb Shimon go? Ki lesle, Reb Shimon muksa. When does Reb Shimon not hold of the less of muksas? Remember, Reb Yehuda holds more of muksas, Reb Shimon holds of less. When does he not hold a muksa? Hecha tolodach yabiyadayim. Where you do not literally push it away with your hands. You didn't do an active you didn't take an active role in terms of pushing it away from your mind. But if you're dachya biyadayim, if you push it away with your hands, literally, figuratively, so then maybe he does hold a muksa. Even Reb Shimon would agree there. Oh, dilma loshna. Or do we say no? It doesn't make a difference. Even by dachi biyadayim, Reb Shimon does not hold a muksa. And that was what Reish Lakish asked his brother-in-law, Reb Yochanan. Reb Yochanan answered, "Ein muksa l'Rabbi Shimon ella shemen shebener b'shashu dolik." The only muksa that he holds of is muksa machmas iser. Sounds like shemen shebener b'shashu dolik, oil in a fire when it is lit. Okay, but that's the muksa sugya that we're not going to get into right now. But Rashi has a comment here. Rashi says, the chitin that you put into the karka, Rashi adds in, va'adayin lo hishrishu, ma'olilkot v'lechol. It has not taken root yet. That's the question. That's why it's a muksa question. What's Rashi getting at? If it was hushrash, if I put some chitim in the ground and this started to be hashrasha, then it's not just a muksa issue, then it's a kotzer issue. Then it's a harvesting issue that, you know, they have something in the ground that's connected by roots, so then ripping it up wouldn't just be a muksa durabanan issue, but it would be a kotzer daraisa issue. And this is echoed by the Gemara later on Daf Nun Amid Beis. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah in Mesaches Kilayim, the Mishnah all the way at the bottom of Nun Amid Beis. Hatomein, what happens? Remember the days without refrigeration. So what did they do in the days of old? They used to put things in the ground. That was the coolest place they could find. So what happens if somebody puts vegetables in the ground? That's their refrigerator. Hatomein lefes vitsnonos tachas agefen. Somebody puts turnips or radishes in the ground under a geffen. If you didn't put it all the way in to the ground, that some of the leaves are still sticking out. Rashi, hatomi lafes lish tamer bekarka, you put it into the ground to guard. Again, darkahu, that's the derech that they used to do. They used to stick stuff in the ground. Why did it say mixas olav megulin? It says mixas olav megulin. If some of the leaves are revealed, then you don't have to worry about kilayim, shvius, meiser, and Shabbos. Those four. So without getting into the context of why the Gemara brought up that Mishnah, but the Rashi quotes, the reason that it says, Olav Megulim, the leaves are revealed, Mishum Nitalin B'Shabbos Nakela, because of the Shabbos issue. Because if you have to dig, that would be a problem on Shabbos. If some of the leaves are Megulin, so then you could just lift it up. V'la Mishum Midiachrini, din ein mixas Olav Megulin, ein lo b'malacho la'ochza, LMK mazes afar biyadayim, right? If it was all on the ground, then you can't pick it up on Shabbos. You can't dig. You can't move around dirt, which is muksa. That's why it says in this Mishnah that mixas ala megulin. So you're allowed to take that out on Shabbos. Tosfos there says exactly what Rashi says here. Al karchach bishalo hishrishu mairi. It must be talking about that even if the leaves are a little megula, it must be that the turnips or the radish that you put in the ground did not take root. Because if you did take root, lo hayu nitalan b'Shabbos. Because if it did take root, then it wouldn't be able to be taken on Shabbos because of the malacha of kotzer. Then comes the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef in the end of Shin Yud Aleph. Shin Yud Aleph, he starts alluding to something that seems to be a little bit different. Says the Beis Yosef here. We had Beis Yosef last time. The end of Shin Yud Aleph. He quotes Tosfos. Quote this Tosfos that we just had on Daf Nun Amid Beis, which is the same thing that the Rashi said on our Daf, Adaf Mem Hei. V'nire midivrei ha-Tosfos, Sham. Sha'af al-pi sheni tosfu machmas lachus akarka shari. Even though, let's say it did not take root, but it has grown because of the moisture in the ground. It has developed it's still mutter to take that out of the ground. Sha'anu roim shumin ubitzalim mitosvim b'chalon. Because sometimes you even find onions or garlic that aren't out of the ground at all. They're in a bowl and they expand. So you see, it's not an issue of being connected to the ground. So it expands in the ground, it expands in the bowl. So therefore, he says from Tosfos, right, dafka hashrusha seems to be a problem. But if it just expanded in the ground, it's not a problem. But then he says, the dafka nakara tomein. Then the Beis Yosef says, but this is also only, why is it mutter in that case of kilayim? Well, you didn't put it in the ground to be zorea it. You put it in the ground just to cool it off, to keep it, to be guarded. Aval bimiskavin lezria, choshesh mishum kulan. But if you're miskavin lezria, if you had kavanah to be zorea, then you have to be worried about kulam. What does kulam mean? Choshesh mishum kulam. Does that mean even if it just expands? At least, is Tosfos also saying even if it hasn't taken root yet, you also have to be nervous that it's ki'ilu connected to the ground more? If you had kavanah lezroa, the Magen Avraham says it can't be. The Magen Avraham quotes this Beis Yosef in Shin Yud Aleph, Sif Chaf Beis, right? The Magen Avraham quotes, the Shulchan Aruch says, let's read the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, it's a muksa simen, Shin Yud Aleph. Tiltu menatzad, litzarech dover hamutter mutter. If I move something indirectly for, but my kavana is for the dover hamutter, it's mutter, right? We're going to have in the next parak. The Mishnah is going to tell us in the next parak, if I have a pot that's surrounded by wool, and I lift up the pot cover and the wool falls off, that's tiltum and atzah, but I'm doing it l'tzorach dover hamutter, the cover, and therefore this allowed. So tiltum and atzah, l'tzorach dover hamutter, mutter, hilkach, snon shetaman ba'aretz, if I have a radish in the ground, umiksas ala magulin, I pick up the radish by the leaves, the dirt falls in, I'm moving dirt. That's muksa. That's tiltum and atzad, or I'm moving something indirectly, or I'm moving actually something else that moves the other item. That's mutter, because I'm moving it l'tzorach davar mutter. But Tosfos said, the Shulchan Aruch says, son shatamin baray sumik salam agulim, v'lo hishrish, v'gam lo niskavein lizriya. That's that line from Tosfos. The Beis Yosef puts it into the Shulchan Aruch. Right? It did not take root yet, and he didn't have kavanah to be zoreya. What does that sound like? That if you have kavanah to be zoreya, that itself would make it problematic in order to pick it up, because that would be a violation of kotzer, because you violated Zoreya. It says the Magen Avraham, it can't be. Can't be. Tzarachi and Gadol. Ta simin shin yud sif beis. He quotes the Shulchan Aruch in the previous simin, which was Argamara. Chitim shazaren bakarka shari. Ube'em is divriya tosfas daf nun, what we just read. Lo koi ela amaiser ushvias vikilayim. Dimis kavin lezriya nischai bekula. No. Tosfos is talking about the other halachas of the Mishnah. Meaning if you had kavana to be zoreya, then you're chaya for chumas and maisras and shmita, even if it hasn't taken root yet. Shabbos? Shabbos? It didn't take root yet? Zoreya? Avol gabi Shabbos. Afilin is kavin lezriya shari. He calls manchalom ishrishu. Ken nearly borrows. The Magen Avraham is upset that the Shulchan Aruch seems to say that Kavana Lezriya is an issue by the Malacha of Zoreya, even if it hasn't taken root yet. The Rebbe Kiva Eger right here on the side of the Shulchan Aruch says, on this Magen Avraham, Kain Hikshe B'Lavush. The Lavush also asks, what's the Stira? Right, the Magen Avraham is bothered by a Stira. If you look in Simin Shin Yud, it sounds like, if we put the weed in the ground, only if it's taken root, is it a problem to then pick it up? But this Shulchan Aruch, Shin Yud Aleph, sounds like even if it hasn't taken root, if you're a Kavanah to be Zoreya, that's it. So the Magen Avraham says this one is wrong, right? You have to read Shin Yud. That's the one that we paskin like. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, look into Lavush. Look into Lavush. So if he says to look into Lavush, we look into the Lavush. Rabbi Mordechai Yaffe, the Lavush says here, he says, maybe there's a chilik between wheat and turnips and radishes. Right, the Gemara, our Gemara, Daf Memhei and Daf Nun. Daf Memhei is Chitim, Daf Nun is turnips and radishes. What's the difference? So at root, the Lavush is saying like the Magen Avraham, in terms of Lamdus, that it's only if it's taken root. But what's the issue? The issue by Chitim is that it's clear if it's taken root. Shiny Chitim, this is the Lavush in Simen Shin Yud Aleph. Shiny Chitim, Sheba HaHashrasha Nikar Bohem, Miyad, Terem Hi Lacham, Aval Betznon, Chayshina Shem Hishrish. Maybe the tzon, you know why it's a problem? Not because stam, because kavana lezro is enough, but because maybe it did take root. So fundamentally, it's the same shita. Hashrasha is the problem. It's just that by tznon, there's more of a worry that there was hashrasha. Shem hishrish v'lo yadashi itlanu. Inami or, shem neskavin lezriya v'hosif ma'at mechama Or you have a substitute for Ashrasha if it expands in the ground because of the moisture in the ground. But either way, the Lavush fundamentally seems like the Magen Avram, and their meaning, Zoreya is only violated if there is actual Hashrasha. And it's only us to take it out if it was Hashrasha. There would only be Kotzer in that case. So that's Rabbi Kiva Eger on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. But if you look in the Nesiv Chaim, the Nesiv Chaim is another Achron right here on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. He says, look at the Rashba. Right, it's a mistake. It doesn't mean the Rashba. We have it in the Ramban. We have it, look at the Ramban and the Meiri on Daf Nun. They say Beferish, like the Pashas of the Beis Yosef. Meaning, you don't even need Hashrasha. Says the Ramban, here on Daf Nun, Amid Beis, says the Ramban, V'havi Yodeya, D'davka B'delo Ashrish, V'davka Tomein, like Tosva says, Avon Eskavin Lizria Lo, but Eskavin Lizria is enough. The Ramban seems to give the impression, and the Meiri also says it, that even without Hashrasha, there would be an issue. And the Mishnah Berurah seems to say that we should be machmir, like the pashas of the Shulchan Aruch, like this Ramban, like the Meiri, against the Magen Avraham. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the pashas Shin Yud Aleph on this simon. He says, Mikom akom ein lozos mi psaka machaber, shekein nimsa v'kama rishonim, rokeach, Ramban, Meiri. He says, that's what you have to, Shmi Machmir. What about earlier, the case of the Chitim, the Nitash Rasha? That's only where you didn't cover it in dirt. If it's covered in dirt, so then even with a Hashrasha could be a problem. What is going on here? What's the issue? So there is a major discussion. Who made this famous? The Minchas Chinuch and the Rishash. They were the ones that made this famous, discussing the Malacha of Zoreya. What is the definition? Again, every malacha could be focused on, but what is the malacha of Zoreya? And it starts with a comparison to Bishul. The Gemara said earlier, we had back on Daf Gimel, right? We had back on Daf Gimel 47 days ago, that let's say somebody puts some dough onto an oven, right? And then the person forgets, that's the sugya mutav sheishogin, remember we discussed that then, and then somebody wants to take it off. So there's a discussion whether you should take it off or not to save the guy from violating the Issa D'Oraisa of Afia. But what's clear from that Gemara? By Bishul, until the Bishul takes place, you didn't violate. If I put food, a pot on a fire, and then I take it off 5 minutes later before it cooks, you have not violated Bishul. You're not violating Bishul. That's clear, right? You took it off before the Malacha was done. Is Zoreya like that? I put a seed in the ground. 20 minutes later, I remember it. It's Shabbos, and therefore I go and pick the seed up from the ground. Have I saved myself from a malacha? So the pashas is, yes. The pashas is, you've saved yourselves from a malacha, right? Zoreya is just like Bishul, right? It's a malacha that takes time. I do something now, and then memela, nature takes its course, which is a chiddush that it's a malacha in the first place, right? Writing, you write something right now. You clean something right now. But Bishul and Zoreya, maybe there are others too, but we're focusing on these two. You create an environment which then later on, let's say I put food on the fire. Did I do the malacha of cooking? The fire did the malacha of cooking. I put a seed in the ground. Did I do the act of Zoreya? The ground did it and all the nutrients and it had Ashrasha. So it's a chiddush that it's a malacha. But can you prevent it? Can you stop it? So that is a machlokas between the Rishash and the Minchas Chinuch. Says the Rishash on Daf Ayin Gimel, right, by the Malachis of Shabbos. Says the Rishash on the Malacha of Zoreya, right, that's the Mishnah in Kol Gadol. Hein af kolzmach lo nishrash kiman deshari bekada dami, shadi bekada dami. Says the Rishash, before Ashrasha takes place, you've done nothing. If I put a seed in the ground and I pick it up a day later, if no Ashrasha took place, you've done nothing. You prevented yourself from doing the Malacha. I am anachas, mikol makom, kivan. Right, so that seems to be the pashtus. It's the pashtus, but if you think about it, it's still a chiddush. Because Hashrasha, let's say the Gemara says, takes 3 days. So I do an act on Shabbos, which is only going to happen on Tuesday, and I'm chayav for Malacha Shabbos then. So the whole act of Zoreya, the whole Malacha of Zoreya is a chiddush gadol. To say that you're going to be chayav for something, that the results of it only happen on a weekday. You're not going to be chayav for Zoreya by putting a seed in the ground on Wednesday, and Hashrasha taking place on Shabbos. That's for sure not a problem. But says the Rishash, that's what that is. Mikivon, the ayyadei zriyaso, ata yisharesh acharkach, chayev, kamo ofe, vitzole, dechay, avo bishenefe, vinitzla acharkach me'elov. Even though afterwards it happened by itself. Vehine, continues the Rishash, im lokat hazera kodem shenishrash, nire de potter lemafreya ko almashe zara. If I pick up the seed after putting it into the ground, I'm going to be potter retroactively, kivon delonis kaiva machshavaso. Because what I wanted to happen didn't happen. Just like Bishol, just like Ofe, so too this malacha of Zoreya. And who argues? The Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch argues in a much discussed comment in the Mosach Shabbos, the malacha of Zoreya. The Minchas Chinuch says, right when you put the seed into the ground, we say that you are going to be Chayev. Alazriya Shezara Chayev. Af below hishrish v'nikla klal, even if the hashrasha didn't take place at all. Kigon chenis talkal taketh al yidei eza siba. What happens if the wind came and blew the seed and it no longer is in roy? It's not going to be able to grow. Doesn't matter. You're already chayev, says the Minchas Chinuch. O she taketh higbiyam in akark, or I picked it up from the ground right after I put it down. Chayev al maisa zriya. I'm chayev v'lo domi la'afiyah. It's not like afia, says the Minchas Chinuch. The kodem shene'efe eino chayev. No, it's not like afia. The hasam ha'afia hi ha'malacha. The chayev b'shas afia. There, the baking, the actual baking is the malacha. And I'm chayev from the beginning of the process of putting it into that position. Aval hacha ha'malacha yazriya v'chayev tekev al azriya. It's a mais azriya, the act of putting the seed in the ground. That's itself what you are chayev for. V'gam kasafti sham da'laklita chayev b'fnei atzmo im zara. B'Shabbos v'nikla boba yom v'chulu. And he continues, v'ayin tos v'Shabbos, and he quotes our tosfos in Shabbos daf nun. Kosval ha'kushya d'zriyam al yehi p'temayi b'lo hishrish, v'kavanasam ha'inu d'lo havi tolesh, avim shim zorea chay b'lo hishrish. He even says, that tosfos says, oh, you didn't take, there wasn't ashrasha yet, because tosfos is trying to explain why it wouldn't be the malacha of kotzer. But to say that it would be zorea, it will be zorea, so then one would be a chayiv even without the hashrasha. Good. So that is the Minchas Chinuch. And then the Minchas Chinuch even adds a chiddush al gabi chiddush. Not only if I put a seed in the ground and then the wind takes it, I'm already chayiv for zoreya. V'nere pashut afilum zara adaita lagbia tekev min akarka. V'lo yitzma klal. What if I have in mind, I put the seed on the ground and I say, I'm not going to leave this. I'm going to pick this up in 15 minutes. Minchas Chinuch says, even there. Wow. What's the act? What's the malach of Zoreya? Doing an act of planting in a place where it can grow. That appears clear to me. So this is a fascinating machlokas between the Rishash and the Minchas Chinuch, picked up on by the Achronim. If you look in the Sefer Shari Shabbos, a beautiful Sefer on the Malachas of Shabbos, and Simon Lamed Aleph, so he discusses this machlokas. L'chara hayaef shalomar. What is the nekudas machlokas between the Rishash and the Minchas Chinuch? So again, the Rishash has his chiddush in that the malach is only violated 3 days later on a weekday. So that's a chiddush in the malach of Zoreya. Hayaef shalomar. The kiva, the chazye, the chavi Torah al belechas riyah, the kacha yetsuras asiyasa b'mishkan, hari ageder b'zeu, the kivan tehishrish l'basof, mikoach riyah sa'adam, havichashav ashrash agam kegan asayde yaldo. He says, how do you understand the Rishash? We'll do that one first. He says, the Rishash says you do an act today, which then causes ashrash 3 days later. So one way to say it is that the entire hashrash is mitzuref to your action. And therefore, it's ki'ilu, you were mashrashit. You started it on Shabbos. But a ki'ilu, you were mashrashit. Kind of like that Namuki Yosef and Baba Kama. You light candles now, and it's all mitzuref to you later on when the result happens. So here too, you do the hashrasha later. That's the chiddush haTorah, that this is a malacha on Shabbos. But it's still hard to say that Tuesday is a malacha on Shabbos. So he said, maybe not. Lachay Nira says the Shari Shabbos, Da'af l'deyazu, ein ageder, shashrasha atzma hi chelek mi maisa malacha, umis yaches l'adam. No. The hashrasha is not part of the definition of the malacha. Ela ikar achiyuv b'malacha zorehu apu'ulas ha'chana l'tzmicha. The malacha is preparation for growth. Yes, the growth has to happen as a tznai, but that's not part of the definition of the malacha. The definition of the malacha is pu'ula litzmich, hachana litzmicha. V'zeh ma'alasa v'chashivus hasham malachas azriya. Sheba osa hachana litzmicha. Amnam, ein azriya chashuva ka'achana l'kshigia l'tachlisa v'shvish l'basof. It's only called achana if we could look back afterwards and say it actually led to it. There are many examples of this. Let's say, what does the process of gerushin start? So there are many rayas, not for now, that it starts with the decision of the husband, the writing of the get. That's all part of the process. But if the divorce never takes place in the end, then we're not going to say that there was part of the process because it never happened. So, but looking back, you could say the process started earlier. So here too, once the Ashrasha takes place, you could say, the process started earlier and the Malacha is the beginning of the process. And the Minchas Chinuch goes even a step further. You don't even need it to be the beginning of the process. You just need an act of Hachana Litzmicha. And it could be Hachana Litzmicha even if you don't have Kavana to be Tzomeach afterwards. Even if I have Kavana to uproot it afterwards, that's still good enough. But again, it's clear that you don't need Hashrasha, according to the Menachas Chinuch. The Rishash needs Hashrasha as a Tanai afterwards. But again, this is all behind, this is what's Lachor behind our issue of the Beis Yosef and the Magen Avraham Mechulot, where the Beis Yosef says, based on Tosfos, that even if you have Kavana Lazriya, then it's going to be a problem to take out, even if there are no roots. And even if there is no physical connection, still it's going to be a problem. Magen Avraham says, how can that be? So the Magen Avraham maybe holds like the Rishash, that it's all about literal Hashrasha, while the Pashas of the Beis Yosef and the Nesiv Chaim on the side, who quoted the other Rishonim on Daf Nun, seem to say that no, even just the act of putting something in the ground is an act of Zuriya. So again, different definitions for the Malacha of Zuriya. It's definitely causing something to grow. But do you actually need the growth to take place as a tanai? Do you need it as a part of the definition of the malacha? Or you don't even need it at all? You don't need it at all. You just need the act of Zoraya, where theoretically it can grow. Right? If you put a seed on a piece of on cement, it's not a malacha, even according to the Minchas Chinuch. But if I put it into the ground and it can grow, then it's going to be a problem, even if I had kavana to remove it, because you wouldn't need the actual Zoraya, the actual growth itself. Different suggestions in the Mefarshim about the malacha of Zoraya. Okay, we will stop here.